A New Doctor in Our Midst by Carol Coulter. Erin Joy Magoon was born in Grand Haven, Michigan, to Stan and Linda Magoon. Erin has one brother, Greg, who is 4 years older than her. Erin's parents were Salvation Army officers who are now retired, but because of their work, Erin says she grew up all over the Midwest. As far as everyone could tell, Erin was never able to see very well out of her right eye, and they had to enucleate it due to cancer when she was 5 months old. When she was 12 years old, one of her chemotherapy drugs had built up in Erin's system and burned her from the inside out, which burned her cornea in her other eye. Because of the work that Erin's parents did, her childhood was like that of many children living in a military family in regards to the moving from place to place. When she was 10 months old, they moved to St. Louis, Missouri. Erin went to a public school there for kindergarten and first grade. Then they moved to Kansas City, Kansas, where they stayed until halfway through her fourth grade year. While in Kansas, Erin also went to the Kansas State School for the Blind for half a day once a week. She took swimming lessons, piano lessons, and orientation and mobility there. Erin also went to a special summer school while in Kansas, where she learned such things such as how to cook, run, and navigate forests. Erin's family moved to Chicago, Illinois, long enough for her to finish the rest of fourth and all of fifth grade before they moved to West St. Paul, Minnesota, where she attended sixth through ninth grade. At the end of her sixth grade year, Erin was diagnosed with cancer again and was homeschooled all through seventh grade. Erin's next stop was Champaign, Illinois for 10th through 12th grade and her first year of college, and then back to Chicago for 8 years. As you can see, Erin wasn't kidding about growing up all over the Midwest. Erin had always wanted to be a lawyer, so in 2004, she went to Valparaiso, Indiana for 2 years to attend a brick-and-mortar law school. Unfortunately, she got very sick while there and had to leave. In 2006, Erin moved to Kansas City, Kansas, where once again she was diagnosed with cancer and spent the next year and a half fighting and recovering from the cancer. Even though she moved around a lot, Erin still got involved in a few school activities. Erin said she belonged to a choir in high school. Even though she was not a very good singer, she also belonged to the Legal Animal Society and Christian Law Students. The Legal Animal Society was about preventing cruelty to animals, helping with no-kill shelters, and providing knowledge about service animals. Since Erin's parents were in the Salvation Army, she said, "I spent many Christmases ringing bells." She also worked several summers in the emergency assistance program, helping with the food pantry and seeing if people qualified for electric and rental assistance. Erin recently spent 9 months interning at the Southwest Center for Independent Living. She helped with advocating for and against legislation, assisted with IEPs and guardianship cases, and a variety of other such things. In 2008, Erin went to the Kansas Rehabilitation Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired for about 10 months. She learned computer skills and how to cook more like an adult. In August of 2009, Erin moved to Springfield, Missouri and is still there today. Erin decided to go back to law school in 2013. After looking into several schools, she decided to attend an online law school. Missouri told her that they would accept the online law degree, so in June of 2014, she embarked on the 4-year journey that would enable her to fulfill her dream. However, the American Bar Association decided late last year that the individual states could make their own decision, and Missouri decided that they would not accept online law schools. Erin had to change her degree from a Juris Doctor to an Executive Juris Doctor in January, and graduated in July of this year. Erin said, "I just graduated from law school with my Executive Juris Doctor after several years of being postponed and fulfilling my dreams due to illness, so I am now a doctor. Erin, I believe I can safely speak on behalf of the Missouri affiliate and say congratulations. We are so proud of you for not giving up on your dream. You will be our come-to person with legal questions, so be ready." As far as any traveling, Erin said, "I went on a cruise to Mexico, Honduras, and Belize with Robin Schweitzer about 6 months before she died. That is an awesome memory for me." Her family is also planning a Panama Canal cruise in November. Erin loves to read, play games, and hang out with her friends. She also enjoys going for walks with her guide dog, Nelson, going out to eat, and going to the movies. Erin is currently the Secretary Treasurer of the Springfield Chapter of the NFB and is corresponding Secretary of the Missouri Affiliate. She is also on various committees and chairs a Resolutions Committee. "I feel we are very fortunate to have Dr. Erin Magoon as a member and leader of the NFB. Erin has demonstrated her strength and determination through her multiple battles with cancer and attaining her dream of becoming a lawyer. Erin, thank you for being an example to us all."